or not.
Hello, Texas America and the world. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network with the Dankoff Report. I don't know what it is new that we are necessarily going to be talking about today, but in comparison with what we did last week, a lot of the stories and the themes are the same. Situations have simply advanced, and advanced with great speed in regard to what's happening both in the American political campaign of 2024, as well as in the Russian-Ukrainian war. And we'll have some things to say as well about this whole issue of Iran and whether or not Iran actually at some point joins Hezbollah in a larger effort against the Zionist state of Israel. Meanwhile, the American domestic scene remains largely one where the vast majority of listeners to mainstream media are absolutely comatose in regard to what's really going on. More about that particular topic later. Obviously, we start looking at the Pavel Durov arrest in Paris, and it raises a larger question, which you'll see on your roadmap both today as well as this weekend when I add additional stories on this. We have to wonder how much longer it's going to be before the powers that be in the United States and Western Europe start coming after the legitimate alt-right. And by the legitimate alt-right, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm not talking about the pro-Zionist, Christian Zionist element in the Republican Party in the United States. I'm talking about the real alt-right that is involved in simply wanting the United States out of these foreign wars, that simply wants to be left alone in terms of fighting foreign wars on behalf of the Zionist state of Israel and the central banking community, and an alt-right that believes that the government that governs best is the government that governs least. That has not been the direction of American governmental policy for a very, very long period of time, we hasten to say. But this is essentially what we are talking about in the campaign of 2024. My old friend Dr. Paul Sheldon Foote of Cal State Fullerton, who was stationed at the American Embassy in Tehran many, many years ago. Sadly enough, he lost his longtime Iranian wife, Badri, earlier in the year. But he has been on press television talking about the foreign policy of the United States as it relates to the whole issue of who we vote for come the fall. Now, there are going to be differences of opinion on this, of course, but Dr. Foote's particular perspective on this is very, very close in many respects to our own Dr. Patrick Slattery of National Bugle Radio, in that given the absolute Zionist control of both Donald Trump as well as Kamala Harris, there are those who say that voting for a candidate like Jill Stein of the Green Party, who will be on the ballot apparently in Texas and many other places as a third party candidate, is the way to go in regard to voting against another Zionist war and registering a protest vote, as it were, against American policy as it relates to this Israeli genocide in Gaza, not to mention the machinations of Mr. Netanyahu in terms of expanding the war that Israel is fighting, if you want to call it a war, with the Hezbollah people in southern Lebanon, as well as the machinations that Israel has been making for a very long period of time about dragging Iran into this, and most importantly, dragging the United States into this mess militarily on the side of the Zionist state of Israel. Not to mention all the machinations going on with Mr. Zelensky, who clearly has had it in Ukraine. The only chance that he and his cabal have when it comes to this whole business of the fight between the Russians and the Ukrainians over Donbass, a fight that is expanding, the only chance that Mr. Zelensky and the Ukrainians have is to somehow drag the United States and NATO into that conflict militarily. Folks, this is where we are at this particular point in time. And whatever one decides to do in these fall elections, whether you vote or you don't vote, whether you vote for a third-party candidate or hold your nose and vote for Donald Trump over Kamala Harris, nonetheless, this is where we are at this particular point on this 30th of August as we approach Labor Day weekend. So just keep an eye on all of these stories. The whole issue, of course, of the arrest of Durov, of the Telegram application in Paris, again suggests that those of us who are involved in what we are doing and have been doing for some long period of time is perhaps a situation that bears some sober thinking. I'm not going to suggest for 1 minute that I have the influence internationally that Pavel Durov has. That would be absolutely ridiculous. But the Telegram application, it seems to me, has gone a long way toward providing me with the best information that I can get on some of these international conflicts, which I subsequently try to analyze with the help of people who know more about this than I do, many of whom have names that you will recognize. If Telegram should go out of business, or more importantly, if it should be converted into yet another tool of global homo inside intelligence and surveillance, that's going to cut down greatly on the information that all of us have lived by up to this point that has given us the ability to outthink and to outanalyze and to outdebate mainstream media in regard to a whole series of things that are happening. And Telegram is largely to be credited with giving us a level of analysis and information that is absolutely impeccable when it comes to having the best grasp. Those of us on RBN who also subscribe to Telegram have the best grasp, probably second to no one, in regard to the absolute lies that govern what the United States has been doing in Ukraine for a very, very long period of time. And with all of the lies that have been told by the American government, by NATO, and by the EU in regard to the question of who's right and who's wrong in this conflict and who is winning this conflict, that information is going to be severely curtailed or even twisted depending on the outcome of these events in Paris. But suffice it to say that Mr. Macron, who gave us the queer assault on the Last Supper at the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games, is now in the business of working on behalf of larger forces, including the Biden administration, in shutting Telegram down, because that's giving those of us who are seeking the truth an opportunity to assess how badly the government of the United States, the governments of Western Europe and the United Kingdom, NATO, the European Union elite, and all of the other usual suspects, up to and including Mr. Netanyahu and his criminal regime in Israel, it's given given them all kinds of headaches, certainly that we have been able to really see from the inside and from a variety of outstanding analysts who give people like you and me the opportunity to see things and to read things and see videos and so forth that these elites don't like. And they know that as long as that information outlet is out there and is doing its job, that their very existence is being threatened. So this is what is at stake, it seems to me, in Paris, as the same people that have been at work for a long time in defunding people like E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars, David Duke of Rents.com, and a whole host of other people that you have been listening to and reading for a long period of time. This is about to be heightened to the next level. So keep an eye on that story, keep an eye on that trial in Paris, and we'll just have to wait and see exactly what is going to transpire. But a number of people have made the observation internationally in the international media, both in on television and in print articles, that ultimately the United States, deep state, is behind this arrest of Durov of Telegram in Paris. I don't think there's any question about this. This is very, very transparent. Macron would not possibly have risked this outlandish action had he not had the go-ahead from the United States government in particular and from the other governments of the EU that undoubtedly are applauding this latest attempt at destroying one of the last bastions of free speech that we have. So when we start thinking of the access to information that has enabled me to help those of you who listen to this show to have a better grasp of what's going on, and you think of people like Brian Berletic at the New Atlas and the folks at the Duran, Alexander Mercuris, and Alex Cristoforo, you start thinking of the wealth of information that we have gotten from Dancing with Bears and John Helmer, the sorts of things that we have had ongoingly reported to us by Moon of Alabama, the sort of thing that we've been getting from Larry Johnson, formerly of the Central Intelligence Agency, who affirms the reasons for Durov's arrest in Paris. When you start looking at all of these different folks, Military Summary and Dima at Military Summary Channel on YouTube, we've been getting all kinds of inside perspectives from these folks on what is really transpiring. But I'd be the first to tell you openly, I have nothing to hide, that some of these Russian telegram operations that operate in the English language for the benefit of people like me have done an impeccable job of absolutely showing the extent to which Zelensky is living on Pacific borrowed time. His regime is on Pacific borrowed time in terms of the military effort that the Ukrainians are being absolutely pounded. And in regard to this Kursk invasion or incursion of Ukraine into Russia, don't believe anything that you, in fact, are perhaps watching in mainstream media on this. This has proven to be a tactical, political, and strategic military disaster for Ukraine in every conceivable way. Apparently, the Ukrainian operation, the incursion into Kursk, which apparently did achieve some measure of surprise when it came to the Russians, has nonetheless ultimately slowed down. It's come to a virtual stop, and the Ukrainians are experiencing terrible casualties in regard to dead and wounded. They are also having the armor that was committed to this Kursk incursion comprehensively destroyed. I've been seeing in recent days all kinds of statistics on this that I think are largely correct. The last time I saw a quoted statistic on the dead and wounded on the Ukrainian side of this thing in the Kursk region, it was over 5,000. And probably will be in the next 24 to 48 hours up to at least 6,000. There have been hundreds of armored vehicles destroyed in this effort. And among those armored vehicles, of course, are tanks. I've lost track of the latest number of tanks that are believed to have perished in this initiative. But I'm going to say that probably that stands at 100 at this point or 100 plus and will enlarge over the weekend. So this, in fact, has been a disaster for Ukraine in that in order to achieve any degree of manpower to invade the Kursk region of Russia, they have apparently cannibalized approximately 30,000 of their troops from the mainstream line of contact in Donbass and transferred these people to the far north where they could subsequently be involved in this Kursk incursion. Not only are they now getting it stuck to them in Kursk, but the other thing is that their line of contact in the mainstream battles over Donbass, that line of contact is beginning to completely collapse in Russia's favor and against Zelensky and his cabal in terms of being able to hold the line. Pokrovsk is a place to keep your eye on. With some of these news sources, if you follow Telegram that I do, Pokrovsk is at the center of what now is a major Russian move to the west in the wake of this transfer of 30,000 Ukrainian troops into Kursk. Ugledar, there's a place where we've been watching it for a very long period of time. The Russians are beginning to surround Ugledar in a pincer movement. Chasiv Yar is another name that comes up, of course, along the line of contact. Chasiv Yar has been under Russian assault for quite some period of time now. But as you start looking at all of those places that come up in regard to the line of conflict, it is clear that a major blunder was made both by Zelensky and by General Sirsky in regard to the dreaming up this Kursk incursion, because they're not only ultimately going to lose there and take terrible casualties and be pushed out of Kursk, but the other thing is that along the line of contact in Donbass itself, that all of these campaigns that you are now hearing about are all going Russia's way, and where the pace of Russian advance is accelerating precisely because of the Kursk invasion in this idiotic diversion of some 30,000 troops on the part of Ukraine into Kursk. Those are 30,000 troops that have weakened Zelensky's defenses all along the line of contact. The other major blunder on the part of the Ukrainians was believing that this diversion of Ukrainian troops from the major line of contact into the Kursk region would force the Russians to do the very thing. What they did not understand, but what I understood as a non-specialist just looking at the right news sources, is that Russia has plenty of reserves in the rear, folks, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of additional troops. The only thing that Russia had to do in Kursk was not to divert troops from their battles along the line of contact in Donbass, but simply to convert these fresh and highly trained troops in the rear to the conflict in Kursk. So along this line of contact in Donbass itself, it's just been a big loser for Ukraine, a big loser for Zelensky and Syrsky, because the Russians did not have to divert anyone from the mainstream line of contact along the so-called Surovikin line. They simply were committing reserves that have been waiting to go in all along if needed. Those reserves are now being committed to Kursk. And it would be, I think, entirely consistent with what is happening in the air war, that at some point, as the Ukrainian line of resistance continues to crumble, that you will see more comprehensive and draconian airstrikes on Russia's part throughout Ukraine. And this has been happening in the last 72 hours with all kinds of unbelievable airstrikes, the results of which I have been monitoring by video through these news sources on Telegram, that the United States government and the EU and NATO and the gay rights community and everybody else don't want me to look at. They don't want you to see them either. In this particular case, I will be adding some of these things to the roadmap over the weekend so you can see for yourself that this is not simply a question of numbers that are being quoted by the Russian Ministry of Defense, numbers largely corroborated by some of the best Western analysts in regard to the truth of this conflict. But when you start looking at some of these videos, some are so terrible, I don't think I will post some of them. But the absolute devastation of these Russian airstrikes continues throughout Ukraine. And in this particular case, it's obvious when you start looking at all of these electrical power stations that the Russians have hit, that this is starting to create major problems power-wise throughout the country of Ukraine. And we will be back after Eddie Arnold and after the commercials with more of the Dan Koff Report from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Liberty Man on RPN from 7 to 10 with highly qualified guests. Monday through Friday, we talk about a range of topics. Day to day, helping you find your way through the chaos in store. John Moore, the Liberty Man, his website is second to none. Visit thelibertyman.com. Remember John Moore. From 7 to 10 and tune in, John Moore, the Liberty Man.
Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry.
Yippee-yi-yo!
That was Mark Gankoff. Eddie Arnold singing Coast Riders in the Sky. Eddie did not have the original hit on that. I think that was it not Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers, I think. But at any rate, Eddie Arnold has a very fine rendition of that, which I've occasionally used on this show on RBN. We are back live in San Antonio, Texas. Was just going to simply say in closing out a conversation or comments on the Russian airstrikes that these airstrikes are not simply throughout Ukraine, but involve the full range of airstrikes, ranging from naval launches from the Black Sea to hypersonic missiles to these Fab 500 and 1500 and 3000 guided heavy bombs. I can't imagine being hit by a Fab 3000, a 3-ton bomb in this particular case that has a guided system involved with it, that you get hit with this from the air, folks, and it produces quite a sight if you're looking at all these videos that I'm looking at least on a every other day basis in order to give you some sense of what's going on with the air war. But again, you've got hypersonic missiles involved in this. You've got Su-34s hitting targets with Fab 500, 1,500, and 3,000 kilo bombs. Absolutely unbelievable what's happening there. The drone strikes of Russia, or for that matter, any of the drone technologies that have emerged throughout this conflict, including the advancement of Iran with various kinds of drones, emphasize that this is a brand of warfare, aerial warfare, that would have been unheard of in my late father's era, with General Curtis LeMay and the Hap Arnold of the Army Air Corps. I mean, this whole business of drones is completely revolutionized, not simply the way in which countries can engage in airstrikes, but this whole opportunity for electronic surveillance and so forth, and getting into this whole business of surveillance and analysis and communication of intelligence to one side or the other, this is a whole new era of of electronic warfare. And suffice it to say that based upon what's happening, I think the people of the United States need to understand that this is not simply a question of being militarily where we absolutely don't belong in terms of a global homo conflict, to rob Russia of its culture, to rob Russia of its sovereignty, to rob Russia of its natural resources and its strategic location in the world. This is obviously an attempt to begin an encirclement of Russia that would involve the eventual New World Order global homo breakup of Russia into a series of sectors, none of which, of course, Putin is going to allow, and the Russian people are not going to allow this. But suffice it to say that what this war has revealed, not only about the stiffness of Russian resistance and determination, but you start looking at this whole business of the air war, Russia is coming out quite well against all of these Western weapon systems that the morons of our respective governments in this country and in Western Europe and in the UK continue to give Zelensky. The classic example of this, of course, is the F-16s that have just been committed, I think at least six of them, to Zelensky. In the first place, you've got to be able to train the pilots to fly these things. This is not like getting your high school driver's license. This is takes a long time to get somebody combat ready for an F-16. And, of course, you start getting into questions of where you're going to station these things so that they're not hit from the air. And, obviously, Romania and Poland would seem to be the basic places for the stationing of these F-16s. But now we have a situation where ultimately the first casualty of this air war in regard to the Russian side, or I'm sorry, to the Ukrainian side, is that you have someone, a Ukrainian pilot, who sadly lost his life in this conflict, in what is believed to be the first fatality of a Ukrainian pilot. In this case, I think the guy was maybe the equivalent of an American lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force, but he lost his life in a shootdown. But what really is amazing is that there are increasing reports that I have been seeing on these various alternative news sites out of Telegram that suggests strongly that he was shot out of the sky by his own people, that these morons that that were operating the Patriot air defense system for Zelensky and Sirsky apparently fired on their own man and knocked him out of the air and killed him. So think about that one for a minute as Eddie Arnold comes to us with a short break. July, You're a Woman from 1970, his standing alone album for RCA. We'll be back with some further conversations of items that might be of interest to you, including what hunting rifle you should buy this year. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live on RBN. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hemp Haze by Mynutra. Why is hemp haze better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hemp haze. Hemp haze contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists, from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to, and make the world go away. Make the world go away.
We are back. You're listening to Mark Gantoff and the Republic
Broadcasting. And get it off San Antonio my shoulders.
And Eddie Arnold begins to fade away in terms of his 1965 hit, Make the World Go Away. Wish Eddie was still around. As I've said before, he does a good job of making the world go away with his music. Where you can listen to Eddie Arnold, some of his best stuff, of course, over decades, and you suddenly can forget your troubles and kind of concentrate on that which is good. Obviously, I also had that same experience with classical music, in particular the work of one J.S. Bach, but hopefully that all of you have your own musical tastes that you can, from time to time, escape all of these dreadful things that we have to cover for you. And concentrate on the world of God's beauty and music with legitimate musicians, I hasten to add, from across the spectrum, including some of the legitimate people that have been in pop and rock music over a very long period of time. I am also discovering that in regard to God's created order. I've produced a lot of pretty good shots with my cell phone of the various interesting skies we've had in the San Antonio area in recent days, right around sunset. And I occasionally will put those on if you can talk to social media as a means of folks being able to get away from the kinds of things that we tend to post and tend to read on that particular social media outlet. That includes pictures of our favorite dogs and cats and so forth. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes there's everything right about that, as a matter of fact, if it's being done in a healthy way to occasionally get us away from this incredibly politicized world, in this world of news analysis that some of us have been drenched in for a very long period of time. A couple of things that kind of put into perspective what is clearly going on with this Russian-Ukrainian conflict outside of Russia and Ukraine. Including what happened to one Sarah Wagenknecht of Germany in these last 24 hours. If you don't know who she is, she's a fascinating young woman, a fascinating young politician in Germany who is perceived as being left to center on economic issues. I don't know precisely how to flush that out, but she is also known to be quote-unquote right of center in regard to all this illegitimate non-Western immigration into Germany. She would take the same stance on that that we would take here in Texas, those of us who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network. But perhaps more importantly, in terms of something that happened to her in the last day, is that she has been outspoken in wanting to pull the plug on any further German involvement in this obscene, needless, worthless Russian-Ukrainian war. So what happens? She's making a speech here in some venue where she ends up being attacked by somebody with paint, with red paint. Now, she emerged unscathed from this attack, but nonetheless shaken. And I would suggest that the forces behind this absolutely cowardly attack on Sarah Wagenknecht in Germany are the same people who were involved in this Durov arrest in Paris a couple of days ago. The same kinds of people who operate behind the scenes to try and defund some of our best people in the alt-right who've lost YouTube channels with thousands and thousands of listeners and subscribers. These attempts to defund certain sites in the alt-right were folks who've been producing a lot of responsible and excellent material over a long period of time that these same forces want to put out of business in any way that they can. So keep all of this in mind, of course, as the political season progresses or regresses, as the case might be, and think about this in terms of the larger implications of what it means when one is up against opposition to the New World Order and to world government and to the Zionist character of all of this, as we've come to understand that at RBN. Which brings us to a couple of theological articles and books. RBN listeners perhaps don't read as many theological books as I do. I'm going to step out on a limb and recommend something that I've never read, but I found the review of it and the mentioning of it so fascinating that I'm going to get myself a copy of this book. I would be amazed if I could get this on Amazon. If I can get it on Amazon, I'll probably be the first buyer of the thing before it's taken down by the FBI or whatever. But this book was written in 1925 by a Russian philosopher who was also a very strong Orthodox Christian. The name of this book is On Resistance to Evil by Force. I'll repeat the title of that book, On Resistance to Evil by Force. It is written by one Ivan Alexandrovich Ilyin. I think I absolutely pronounced that correctly. For someone who knows about two words of Russian, Ivan Alexandrovich Ilyin, the thing that is particularly interesting about this man is that according to what I read on this guy on some Orthodox Christian site that posted the book and English language information on the contents of the book, is that Western liberals, which means all of these global homo people, we know who they are, we're sick of all of them. We wish they would go away to Antarctica or something. But this man stands posthumously accused of being Vladimir Putin's favorite philosopher, which means that all of us have to go out and buy this thing, whatever it costs, right? So that you can join me in potentially going to prison simply for buying a book that people like Macron in France in the Biden-Harris ticket don't happen to like. But this book I'm going to recommend simply because the description of it is so tempting that I've got this already on the roadmap, and some other things we'll add to that roadmap over the course of the weekend in regard to stories and all of these different topics. But again, the title of that book is On Resistance to Evil by Force, Ivan Alexandrovich Ilyin. No, it wasn't written by Tim Walz, don't worry. It was written by Ivan Alexandrovich Ilyin. So the fact that he is accused by Western global homo of being Putin's favorite philosopher means that we have to order this book in droves, folks, just to, as a silent voice that we who actually read something and listen to something intelligent are going to continue to do what we want to do in exercising our rights and freedom of speech and our right to read things that haven't been approved by the FBI and these other American deep state agencies that wanted to make sure that you and I were absolutely fooled to the best of their ability in regard to their false assurances 4 years ago that the Hunter Biden laptop story posted by the New York Post was Russian disinformation. 51 well-known figures in the American intelligence community from these different federal agencies lied to you folks and lied to you deliberately in order to fix the 2020 election. Have any of these people been indicted? Not one single one of them. So that tells you that if they can get away with that in 2020, who knows what they have planned for all of us in 2024. It's quite obvious that whoever wins this election among the two major party candidates, the chances are excellent, folks, that at least Netanyahu will be able to drag the United States into an absolutely worthless, evil, satanic conflict that we not only don't belong in, but which we have been the chief facilitator for since the late 1940s. But once again, I got to mention the title of this book, On Resistance to Evil by Force, written by Patrick Slattery. I mean, Ivan Alexandrovich Ilyin. So take a look at that at your leisure. Somehow, some way, I'm going to get a copy of this book. I will let you know if I'm successful in doing so. Then it will be my responsibility to read the thing and to review it for you. So I'm already engaging and imposing on myself certain uses of my time that hopefully will be well worth a while of all of my listeners. Briefly back to the Sarah Wagenknecht story in Germany, folks, the people behind this, I believe, are getting increasingly desperate. These are the same types of people that would put Tulsi Gabbard on a federal watch list simply for criticizing Kamala Harris. It's quite obvious. This is the day and age in which we live. We've got to stand up to these people and simply say that at least in the United States, that people across the political spectrum who have any decency or intelligence or goodwill whatsoever to stand up and say, this cannot be allowed to happen here. So at least at RBN, I think we understand that. But take a look at several of those articles that are up in your big board today in the roadmap and will be progressively added to over the weekend. Here's one from yours truly. I think my last public, I had one public speaking appearance in Bernie, Texas, a couple of years ago when I was asked to do the homily at the funeral of a very, very close friend who was a very, very good friend of this network, by the way. But other than that, I think my last speaking appearance as a Lutheran clergyman was in Chautauqua, Wisconsin at a Lutheran conference. And out of that came a published title for that address. It's entitled The Church of Smyrna. If you're not familiar with Smyrna, I'd simply say that it is in what today would be Western Turkey. Smyrna was also the second of the seven churches of Asia Minor in Revelation 2 and Revelation 3 that Jesus Christ was talking about when he was communicating with the Apostle John on letters to be written, instructions to be written to all seven of these churches. Smyrna and Philadelphia were the finest of these churches. That's the second church and the sixth church on that list of seven. But to the Church of Smyrna, he speaks to the to the Confessing Church of Christ on tribulation, resistance, and the remnant. I spoke a long time ago. That's been now 7 years ago since I delivered that address up in Wisconsin. But take a look at that because it is suggestive about the hour in which we are living. One does not have to espouse Christianity or my particular version of Christianity, which is German Lutheranism, to understand that when we start talking about what is going on today and looking at what happened to Sarah Wagenknecht in Germany in the last day and the kinds of things that were happening with this Durov arrest in Paris, these are all indications that evil is on a global increase and that we have to stand against this at the possible risk of our lives. Enough said on that score. And let me simply add to that, the Ukrainian the specific persecution of Volodymyr Zelensky, a Jewish drag queen comedian installed by the West as the so-called president of Ukraine, who is now totally illegitimate. This guy's not holding elections anymore, folks. He's not even legitimately elected in a fake election. That's just how blatant this ridiculous situation is with this evil man who continues to siphon American taxpayers' money into his various nefarious activities, including his own real estate acquisitions. But if you're following, or if you haven't been following, the persecution of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, I urge you to follow that. And perhaps the best way to follow that, as an outsider to the Orthodox Church, most of us, which includes me, is to subscribe to the Telegram site of our old friend Father John Whiteford, right here in Spring, Texas. He's a legitimate Texan American. He's also a Russian Orthodox priest. He knows all of the differences between Christ and Caesar and adheres to them. He's a man of great principle and a man of great great theological and political insight. So after he was on my show on this network, I continue to follow him because he has so many good things to offer on Telegram, and he has been keeping me abreast of what has been going on with this absolutely satanic persecution of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. Now, for those of you who cannot even imagine being in Ukraine from thousands of miles away, those of you who have never been exposed to the Orthodox version of Christianity, those of you who up to now have not had to endure these kinds of persecutions in your own country, if you happen to live in the United States, guess what? Disabuse yourself of that false sense of security, because I believe that it's coming, especially if Harrison Waltz win this American election in November by hook or crook. Suffice it to say that we cannot separate what is going on in terms of the persecution of the Church of Christ in Ukraine, the canonical Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which has always had the Patriarch of Russia as its patriarch, its ecclesiastical leader, that the American CIA and the American State Department and the American National Endowment for Democracy and all these folks working in conjunction with Zelensky and his Zio cabal have been absolutely involved in persecuting the Church of Christ with your money. This, folks, does not simply have implications for who we are as Americans in persecuting the Christian Church in this case outside of the country, but this also involves what these folks have planned for you and for me, those of us in every division of Christianity that are ultimately not going to bow the knee to Baal if push comes to shove. I'm talking not only about German Lutherans in this instance, I'm talking about traditional Roman Catholics, I'm talking about Orthodox Christians of the East who reside in the United States, especially under the auspices of the Russian Orthodox Church, people like Father John Whiteford of Spring, Texas, and his St. Jonah Russian Orthodox Church there in Spring. I'm talking about those of you who belong to Bible churches that are at all sound theologically within the context of that movement. Those of you who belong to all kinds of independent Baptist churches that have a strong sense of your independent autonomy from state machinations. The list goes on and on of various kinds of Christian divisions in the United States that need to wake up to the fact that your government is globally supporting evil. It's supporting a genocide in Gaza. It is supporting the global LGBTQ movement, which is a major part of what it is using ideologically to support Zelensky vis-a-vis Putin and the Russian Orthodox Church. Ours is a government which is big on destroying other nations' sovereignty as nation states, overthrowing governments and producing coup d'etats, supporting assassinations, doing all these various things that are designed to bring about whatever it is that the governmental elite of this country and of Britain in the in Western Europe want to see happen. That has nothing to do with true Christianity. As a matter of fact, it's the antithesis of it. Those of you who continue to think about signing up for the American military in the midst of all of this, we know from the numbers that those numbers are way down. The more people are figuring out that this has nothing to do with defending America, let's make sure that we continue to proclaim that message on a global basis and to our own people here domestically. Let me say one other thing. We're trying to get back here on this show, at least, to getting involved in future weeks and discussing firearms, just in terms of recommendations on hunting rifles. One that I picked to mention to you this week, and it's on the roadmap, is the Winchester Model 70 in 308 Win. Some good articles on this particular gun and on the best Leopold scopes to go with it. Some good articles and videos on here that explain this particular firearm is one for every Texan who hunts to consider having in his or her gun case. There are some other weapons, not simply that one, that we'll be reviewing for you in future episodes on this network. But suffice it to say that I've been asked to do something on guns, at least on a weekly basis, just mentioning a particular weapon, be it a rifle or a shotgun or a handgun, that would be something that that we might be interested in having in our individual collections, both here in Texas and around the country. This week, I chose the Winchester Model 70 in 308 Winchester. And, of course, these articles and videos that I posted that are already on the roadmap get into why this is a particular weapon to consider if you're a hunter. And if you're looking for something other than the 30-30s that I own, which have a range of 150 yards, and after that you can kind of forget it. But this also gets into the best scopes for this particular rifle. And the Leopold Company, which is many of you know is based up in Oregon, tends to be among the top flight people in regard to producing scopes for these types of hunting rifles. So avail yourself of that at your leisure, if you have an interest in that sort of thing. Well, again, we get back briefly as we close down here in the final minutes to the American political campaign. I wish Dr. Slattery had been available today to get on this show with me because he pronounced his own predilection to vote for Jill Stein of the Green Party in regard to an anti-Zionist protest vote against Trump and against Kamala Harris. In that regard, this would make for some future interesting conversation on this show in terms of the pros and cons of that particular piece of advice from Dr. Slattery, as well as my own ideas about who I will have to vote for or who I will vote for this fall, even if I don't like it. Which brings me back very briefly to the recent publicity surrounding Robert F. Kennedy's endorsement of Donald Trump. I think that's basically a good thing in that he did not endorse Kamala Harris, much to Mr. Kennedy's credit. But I can't help but think, going back to the beginning of this election campaign season, when Kennedy first got involved in the race, the things he was saying about vaccines, the things he was saying about Big Pharma, the things that Kennedy was saying that are so absolutely on target, I believe, in regard to a multinational corporate brand of capitalism, which is destroying our people economically and morally in ways that would not have been thought possible several generations ago. Kennedy has said a lot of good things on those topics. And yet, sadly enough, in the case of Bob Kennedy, I regret that he didn't take my advice that I gave to him, if he ever saw it, I don't know. But I wrote for VT Foreign Policy, I think it was in last week's roadmap, but I placed it again, in regard to the fact that the war, meaning World War III, folks, is the issue in this campaign. Yeah, sure, we got a couple of minutes. Go ahead and bring them on. Sure. Go ahead.
Hey, Pastor. Thanks for taking my call real quick. Great show today. No, it's Joe from Florida.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm not into reading voices yet. Good to hear your voice there from Florida. Go right ahead.
No problem. I want to make 2 points. So about Kursk, and I thought this was important, but I didn't understand it right. So when we have the Western propaganda, oh, this is an audacious invasion of Russia. Not only is it not that, but it's important to understand the big picture, in my opinion. So what was the primary objective of the Jewish war terrorist, war criminal Zelensky in this operation? Their primary goal, I believe, was to take control of the Kursk nuclear plant. Okay?
I think there's plenty of support for that, Joe. I think you're absolutely correct. I think they wanted to get their hands on the Kursk nuclear power plant, do a lot of damage to it, potentially create some sort of a false flag.
It's easy to take a missile from the front, transport it, take a picture of it at the thing, and then say, oh, you know, the Russians have bombed the nuclear plant, and there's a meltdown, right? So that's important because that means that this Kursk thing is an abject, total failure because they did not achieve their objective. They've lost 7,450 men, which is an outrageous number in 3 weeks.
That's an increase above the latest numbers I had seen. Well, where did you get yours? I'm not saying they're not accurate. I was just curious.
No, I appreciate that. So RT reported yesterday. Their number is 7,450, and that's in 3 weeks. So that means they're losing more than 2,000 men. To go on top of their, I believe, Jewish ethnic cleansing of Christians that they completed, 600,000 souls, outrageous. The other thing is Pavel Durov's arrest is part of their anti-truth campaign to block any truth coming out by a telegram, but they were defeated in that too. So two good news points.
Thanks, Joe. Calling from Florida, I think he's absolutely correct. Zelensky's incursion had everything to do with this attempt to take over the Kursk nuclear power plant. He didn't make it. He's not going to make it. He's getting a bunch of his own people killed in a conflict that Ukraine cannot possibly win, but which continues to have Zio Western support. You've been listening to the Dan Koff Report on RBN Live from San Antonio. I'll add stories over the weekend. See you next week.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.